Peter, as I understand it, you were pretty unfamiliar with Twitter until the weekend.
Yes, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say, Carol. I didn't know much about it. The story goes that I heard about the campaign that Linda began, and I heard about that on Friday night, and I thought, that's just a fantastic thing that the people of Australia are kind of having a say now, getting their voice out there. And then I got a call early in the morning to say that our official Twitter site had been overwhelmed. And so I thought, oh, damn, I need to get on and make sure that Linda knows that I'm really appreciative of what's happening on behalf of all our people. So I got my 11-year-old daughter to show me how it works, to download Twitter, and I opened my own account and sent my first message back to Linda just to thank her so much on behalf of all of our employees.
When and how did you hear about it, Peter?
I started to get calls from friends who obviously are on Twitter, and of course our marketing people, keep an eye on times when we're mentioned in the media and so forth. So I knew from a couple of different sources. It started off sort of small, and I thought, that's just wonderful, and I just kept track of it. And then, as I said, the next news I had was when our Twitter account was closed from too much traffic hitting it.
Now, I guess for something that started out as a nice little warm fuzzy, and I'm sure that you would have appreciated that, seeing something that I think by this morning had ended up with a reach of over a million people is quite extraordinary.
It's really extraordinary. I think I'm learning a bit of the technology and the stats behind it. I think a million people have had about 8 contacts each, so the reach number is actually getting up there into the 7 or 8 million hits, if you like.
Yes, I believe as of this morning it's about 8.4 million.
Right. Every time I hear that number, it was 2.6 yesterday morning when I was playing with my kids after breakfast, and it's just gone off since then. So I think it's a real, shot in the arm for all of the people that are working so hard at SPC to try and make it work. And after a tough kind of week, really, really good for them.
And I'm sure, as you mentioned there, it was lovely for you to have the chance to reply to Linda and to say thank you. And she's on the phone. Linda Drummond, what were you thinking?
I must say, I just thought it was one of those things where you think, you know what, we really should do something about this. And rather than just doing it, single-handedly next time I was out shopping, it's like chatting away on Twitter. And it's like, well, let's get everyone involved. Let's see how many people we can bring into it. Didn't expect it was going to be in the 8 million mark, but yeah.
It is an interesting little piece of stardust, though, isn't it? Because you and I are both regular users of the social media space. We see many things that people are upset about or concerned about or outraged about, but a lot of them would never gather that sort of support and that sort of interest. Why do you think SPC Sunday did?
It totally touched the hearts of people. I think we're seeing so many people now who realise that, we're Australians and we have to fight for other Australians. And so rather than it being, and it's not an angry issue either, it really is a genuine, caring, heartfelt one, and something that we can all tap back into our childhood. But there's this lovely sense of nostalgia. Had someone yesterday tweeting a picture of using her grandma's jaffle line to make an SPC baked bean jaffle for lunch. And so there's that wonderful sense of nostalgia and sharing something with their families that they've grown up with. So creating a tradition, really, a family tradition that helps people. What's not to love?
My guests here at 12:33 ABC Newcastle, Peter Kelly, the Managing Director of SPC Ardmona, and Linda Drummond. Drummond described yesterday as a Newcastle mum, but also a very experienced journalist who is behind the support that we've seen over the last few days for the workers and the families in Shepparton. Peter, you mentioned there that you became overwhelmed by seeing the support that was coming from people on social media. It is often referred to as clicktivism. You change your Facebook status because you're concerned about breast cancer or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it doesn't actually do anything tangible. Do you think this will?
I really do. We don't get to see the sales results because of the way that the stock moves through the supply chain. It'll take us a little while to see the sales results. But I can tell you, some of our core lines actually started to take off in sales earlier in the week as well, just post the announcements and various things that were going on in the media. We've had a big surge in sales, and this can only add to it. The thing that I really think is fantastic is just the sharing of photos of people consuming the products. And as Linda was saying, that nostalgic thing that we all had when we were kids eating these products, when I was a lad as well, same thing. And just to see everyone, premiers and different people around the place, you know, consuming the products, it's a fantastic thing. And I think it reminded everyone about better times, and we can get back to those times again.
How hard is it to try and explain the realities of the corporate world, of the finance of an organisation, to your average Australian? In Newcastle, of course, we had the closure of BHP. There were a couple of thousand direct jobs and many thousands of associated jobs attached to that. I guess similar to what Shepparton is facing in the Murray area in Victoria. But I know that last week I had numerous conversations on my program with MP Sharman Stone, and I also had a chat to Osvidge about the illegal dumping of tomatoes and part of that problem. And how hard is it for the average Aussie to understand what an Australian company is up against?
Yeah, I think people like an answer to be just given to them in 2 seconds with, you know, this is good, this is bad. And it's more complicated. There's very big issues. As you saw with that anti-dumping decision, you know, they found that almost everyone, not, I think something like 100 out of 102, or, you know, only two exporters from Italy weren't dumping products here. And obviously that's been happening for a long time, and that's a massive problem for us. The ones that were refusing to cooperate, about 96 of them, got a 26% dumping penalty put on them. It's just that makes an enormous difference. That's why the products are so cheap on shelf and why we got undercut. So that's just one issue. There's plenty of other things like tariffs and the unfair nature of our tariffs, where it's more, we get a bigger tariff on our exports than our competitors get on the imports here. So all I want is a fair go for an Australian company, and then you watch us go, you watch what we can do.
Is illegal dumping, or perhaps our resistance or inability to deal with that, that's, I spoke to Green Senator Peter Wish-Wilson about that last week, is, to me, that appears to be a huge fly in the ointment for any Australian company that is up against imported goods, that if we aren't properly policing that, and it can essentially lead to bringing down a company, surely that's a massive flaw.
It is. It's part of, you know, all of us have to get our houses in order, everyone, and there's a government role there to control these things. Same with, I'd also raise the issue of food quality and food safety. Who's checking and who's doing the testing to make sure they comply with food standards? If you're in Australia, you have to comply because we get audited and checked, and there's, you know, certifications for our growers. Not so if you're from other places. No one's checking those things. So, you know, these are the issues that we've been complaining about, and there's plenty of things for us to do to get our house in order. We've never shied away from that. Mm. Plenty of things that we're doing to change. My team's very young here. We've all been here just for 9 months trying to turn the place around, save a Aussie icon, and I'm determined that we'll give it everything we've got till the last day, or we'll be very successful, and I hope it'll be the latter.
Can you turn it around without the support of the federal government?
Well, the support of the federal government's...
That's a lot of tins of peaches, Peter.
Yeah, they're not going to support us, right? So that's clear. We have to find the support in other places now. I think we can. And I think, you know, nothing helps more than consumers changing the way they behave in the shops. If they do a little bit of research and then think about whether it's worth buying the Australian product, I'm not telling them to. I'm not trying to put them on a guilt trip. But do a bit of homework, do a bit of research, a bit of fact-checking, and then consider the Australian product. And I think you'll find it's a fantastic alternative, and it supports so many towns and people throughout the country. It's worth doing.
One of the criticisms has been that SPC Ardmona is a part of the larger Coca-Cola Amatil company, so why should we care? Why should we care, Peter?
Well, CCA is an Australian company, so when people don't like us, they try to say that that's somehow an American company. It's a very, very good Australian company. They are the reason that SPC is still going. They support us. Supporting us through this time when we're making losses. They cover all of the things that are wrong with SBC and try to make it right. It's without them, simply would have been shut years ago. There is one reason that we're the last remaining fruit processing company, and that's because we've got CCA behind us. So I think, again, some people just like to say, you know, big company must be bad. It's just not the case. We would never be able to make it. They help us with so many things, like getting access to these big customers who have all responded very well in my time. The big chains and the independents have all changed their attitude to SBC, and it would never have happened if we didn't have that access granted by the CCA relationship.
Linda Drummond, I know that you've been interviewed by other members of the media as well about the creation of the SPC Sunday hashtag, and I'm sure it is beyond your wildest dreams in what you may have expected that a little hashtag you started on Thursday night may achieve. Do you think that something like this, though, will generate permanent change in people, that, you know, maybe every week we will put a tin of Australian produce in our shopping trolley?
Absolutely. I honestly believe that just by putting it out there, you know, it was one day. We were just asking people to change their mind for one day. But the response, like the overwhelming response I'm getting, is people just saying, how good does this taste? Like, how good is this? You know, showing kids who are loving it and they're loving the food. So I think it can definitely make a change. And, you know, we need to bring it back to those days when, you know, we did have the slogans of come on, Aussie, come on. And we're just remembering, you know, what it means to be Australian and what it means to support people.
Peter, as an exercise, a very interesting and rather unusual, but I suspect large exercise in evaluating consumer sentiment, what does this illustrate to you? Because I'm sure that the CCA people are crunching numbers on SPC Sunday.
Yeah. Look, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference to the way that the CCA and SPC looks at the future, because it shows that there is a residual love of these iconic brands in Australia. The great thing about yesterday that I found is just how uplifting it was. It wasn't a negative campaign or it wasn't a guilt thing. It was just joyful, and it was a joy to get all those photos. I spent many, many hours looking at all the photos and showing them to my kids and my wife, and it was just fantastic. And I think Linda really takes the prize for that. She's shown that you can make a difference.
Yes, she got me making a peach pie. Peter, have you actually spoken to some of the frontline staff in Shepparton about their awareness of this and how they feel about this little hashtag?
Yeah, as it happened, I had all the salespeople, not in Shepparton, but here in Melbourne this morning, and we had a conference to update them about what's happening, because our salespeople obviously have to be, you know, motivated and want to go forward, and I was telling them about it, and, you know, there was people very, very emotional in the room. So,
Peter, I think I saw one of your people tweet that you owed her a lifetime supply of peaches.
I'd hate there to be an inquiry about that. All the best, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.